simultaneously, just before Michael stands up in the most holy place, that's a very weak argument compared with all the quotes where Sister White says things like, the door is closed for those who have had great light and would not enter in, while those that have never heard the truth for this time, during a time of mercy, will come in and stand with God's people during the time of persecution. And I know that's a broad paraphrase, but if you go back to number 2 of this presentation, those quotes are crystal clear. There's some kind of transition that takes place with the 11th hour workers as they come in and take the crowns of the unfaithful stewards in Adventism that leave the truth at this time. And when they leave the truth, it says God will no longer hear their prayers because he has finished investigating their cases and they're beyond listening to any longer. That was the quotes we were looking at, if you remember them. Brothers and sisters, we have many lessons to learn and many, many to unlearn. Gospel Workers, page 190, says this: many a laborer fails in his work because he does not come close to those who most need his help. With the Bible in hand, he should seek to, in a courteous manner, to learn the objections which exist in the minds of those who are beginning to inquire what is truth. Carefully and tenderly should he lead and educate them as pupils in the school. Many have to unlearn theories which they've long believed to be truth. As they become convinced that they have been in error concerning Bible subjects, they are thrown into perplexity and doubt. They need the tenderest sympathy and the most judicious help. They should be carefully instructed and should be prayed for, prayed with, watched and guarded with kindness, solicitude. Now, what I'm trying to suggest here is that I've referred to 6 or 7 people or groups, pastors, that are promoting or have promoted false ideas, as I understand it, in connection with these events that are connected with the close of probation that encompass the final warning message to the world. We read that passage in this study. And I have no burden to be dealing with these people as far as, well, they're bad people, their motives are impure or whatever. I've been attempting to use these instances as sounding boards so we can see these events clearly, get them cemented into our minds and start coming to grips with the importance and significance of these things. And this last passage, speaking about how we should work for people that don't understand the truths of Adventism, I think that's the primary intent, tells us that we should try to understand